الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. وقال عز وجل واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى says يا أيها الذين آمنوا. O you who believe, ittaqullah, create the veil of taqwa between yourselves and the disobedience to Allah. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. And each person should think, ponder what he, she has sent forth in the hereafter for tomorrow, for the next life. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Create the shield of taqwa between yourselves and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of those things that you do. This is the first verse that our respected Imam Sahib recited today in the first rakat of Isha Salat. And from the verses that were recited by our Qari Sahib initiating this annual youth conference, the last portion of the last verse read, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Create the shield of taqwa between yourselves and the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you may become worthy of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the first verse, three things have been mentioned, or rather four. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu iman, ittaqullah taqwa, waltanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. The fikr, the worry and the concern of the afterlife. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, taqwa is mentioned again, and إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ, ذِكْر and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all four are very important. Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very important. Fikr, concern and worry of the hereafter is also very important. And as far as iman and taqwa, these two fundamental items are concerned, the success of this world and the success of the hereafter solely depends on these two. As my beloved student Maulana Ahmed Sahib mentioned, the purpose of our creation is to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. To make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy and to make sure that He remains happy until we breathe our last. Nowadays, the word ibadah, worship, misleads many of us. What is the purpose of your creation? Ibadah. Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you? Ibadah. For ibadah, to worship Him. And the answer is correct, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinns and I have not created the humans but so that they worship me, so that they engage in my ibadah. But we are misled by this word because of our lack of understanding in regard to this terminology, ibadah. Ibadah means worship. Literal meaning, ibadah means worship, ibadah means devotion. So Allah has created me to worship Him. Allah has created me to devote myself to Him. And I am doing that. I am performing 5 times Salat regularly, Alhamdulillah. I am reciting the Quran on a daily basis, Alhamdulillah. I am worshipping Him. I am remembering Him, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. I remember Him through Salat ala al-Nabi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. I remember Him through istighfar. Istighfar. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayhi. I remember Him through supplication and dua. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhab an-nar. I spend in the path of Allah. I give zakah and I also give lot of money in charity to good causes, ibadah. So I am doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created me to do. This is not the meaning of ibadah. This is half of ibadah. Ibadah is to abstain from everything that displeases Allah and to try and do as much as possible from that which pleases Him. This is ibadah. And from the two, the important part, the fundamental part, the part without which ibadah cannot be complete, the part without which we cannot say on the day of Qiyamah that, "Oh Allah, I have worshipped you. Oh Allah, I had devoted my life to you." That is the first part. To make sure that we do not do anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salat is there, zakat is there, hajj is there, saum, fasting is there, tilawat is there, zikr is there, charity is there. But at the same time, film is there. At the same time, adultery and fornication is there. At the same time, adultery of the eyes is there, adultery of the ears is there, adultery of the tongue is there. Lying is there, ghibah is there, cheating is there. Ravi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe Shaitan bhi. We are keeping Allah happy and at the same time we are making sure that Shaitan remains happy as well. Is this ibadah? Has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for this, that we make Allah happy and Shaitan happy? Or has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to make Him happy only? If we make Allah happy and at the same time Shaitan happy too, this is not ibadah. The purpose of our creation to spend each and every second of our lives in doing that only which makes Allah happy. Or in doing that which will not make Allah unhappy. So because our understanding of the term ibadah is not correct, we need to remove that from our mind. And we need to enter another sentence in our lives or another word. The objective of my life, the purpose of my creation is not ibadah. The objective of my life and the purpose of my creation is to make sure that I do not displease my Creator. That should be the goal. I should not say anything, I should not do anything that will displease my Creator. And this is what taqwa is. Taqwa is a shield. Taqwa is derived from the word wiqaya. Wiqaya or taqwa, normally ittaqullah is translated to mean fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not something to be feared. Allah is something to be loved. For how long will we continue to perform 5 times salat out of the fear of Allah? For how long will we give zakah out of the fear of Allah? When will we begin to love this loving Creator of ours? When will we come into the masjid and stand in front of the Creator, not because I fear Him, but because I love Him? When will we prostrate before Him, not because I fear Him, but because I love Him? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. The quality of the mu'mineen is that they have intense love for Allah. Do we experience any love for Allah when we say Subhanallah? When we say Alhamdulillah? When we say Allahu Akbar? When we say Allah? When we stand in Qiyam? When we go into Ruku? When we go in Sajda? When we say Astaghfirullah? Do we find any love in our heart for Allah? Do we experience any love for Allah in our heart? Either we do something for Jannah or we do something out of the fear of Jahannam. Allah is not in our lives. Allah doesn't exist in our lives. Rabia Bisriya, Rahmatullahi Alayha, the great Waliya of her time. One day in hijab she left her home, and in one hand she had water, in the other she had fire. Maybe two utensils. In one water, in the other fire, and she started walking in the streets of Basra. People were astonished. Rabia Bisriya, Rahmatullahi Alayha, who hardly comes out of her home, is today walking in the streets of Basra, from one street to another, and in one hand she has water, in the other hand she has fire. People said, "What are you doing, Rabia?" She said, "I have seen people worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either because they want Jannah or either because they want to save themselves from Jahannam. These are the only two objectives, either Jannah or Jahannam. Some people worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to acquire Jannah, and some people worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save themselves from Jahannam. Today I am going with this water so that I may extinguish the fire of Jahannam, and I am going with this fire so that I may burn the ni'mats of Jannah. So Jannah will remain no more, Jahannam will remain no more." After that, the people, when they stand in Qiyam or go in Ruku or go in Sajda or fast or give Zakah, charity, anything they do, they will not do anything for Jannah, they will not do anything to save themselves from Jahannam, they will do it only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Objective of life should be to please Allah only. Please Allah. I do not want to do anything that will displease my Creator. Ittaqullah, fear Allah, fear Allah. No. Fear the displeasure of Allah. Fear the displeasure of Allah. Fear the disobedience to Allah. Don't fear Allah. Fear the displeasure of Allah. Fear the displeasure of Allah. Just as an obedient son fears the displeasure of his father. I love my father so much, I cannot displease him. No, it is not possible. He is my benefactor. He has brought me up with lot of love, lot of affection. I owe him everything. How can I disobey him? So he does not fear his father. He does not fear his father. What does he fear? He fears his father's heart breaking. He does not want to break his father's heart. There is a lot of difference between the two. A son obeying the father because he fears his wrath, his anger, his cruelty, his punishment. And another son obeying the father because he loves the father. No, I love my father. I can't hurt him. I can't bring the slightest pain to my father. No, I can't do that. He has done so much for me. There is a difference between the two. Khashiyah, khashiyah. Khashiyah. Taqwa means fear the displeasure of Allah. Taqwa means fear the displeasure of Allah. And khashiyah means fear Allah. And what is the difference between fear and khashiyat? Fear and khashiyat. Khashiyat is a special Arabic word. Khashiyat means to fear somebody because you love that person very much. Fearing a lion, fearing a snake, fearing a scorpion, fearing an enemy. That is not khashiyat. That is khawf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions khashiyat. And wherever he mentions khawf in regard to him, It refers to khashiyya. Khashiyya is a special word, that you fear somebody because you love that person so much, you do not want to do anything that will hurt that person. This is the relationship we need to adopt with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. This is the quality of the believers, that they have intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A great Naqshbandi Shaykh Ibn al-Fariz rahimahullah ta'ala was in his last moments, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened all the ways and he was able to see Jannah. And all 8 doors of Jannah were open for him. Last moment. So what did he do? He became happy, overjoyed. No, he turned his face away from Jannah. And he said, لَوْ كَانَ مَنْزِلَتِي عِنْدَكُمْ لَوْ كَانَ مَنْزِلَتِي فِي الْحُبِّ عِنْدَكُمْ مَا قَدْ رَأَيْتُ فَقَدْ زَيَّعْتُ عَيَّامِي. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I thought I was in love with you. I loved you, and I thought I was also your beloved. That is how everything seemed. Because I performed Fajr Salah, you used to give me tawfiq to come back again for Zuhr. I used to perform Zuhr Salat, and you used to give me tawfiq to come back for Asr. All the tawfiqat that you used to give me, I thought that you love me, that's why you call me over and over again into your home. I thought you love me, that is why you grant me the tawfiq to remember you again and again. A very pious personality said, I exactly know when Allah is remembering me. So somebody said, how? He says, Allah says in the Quran, فَذْكُرُونِ يَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me, I will remember you. When Allah grants me the tawfiq to engage in dhikr, I know Allah is remembering me. Look at their method of thinking, their way of thinking, look at their culture. That is why deen was enjoyment for them, and deen has become burden for us. It is burden. Why? Because we don't love Allah. We fear Allah. Oh Allah, you used to grant me tawfiq after tawfiq to do good. So I thought, just as I was in love with you, I was your beloved also. And now that I am departing from this world, and I am being given the opportunity to come into the hereafter and meet you, instead of you showing me yourself, you are showing me this very cheap Jannah. In comparison to you, this Jannah is cheap. لَوْ كَانَ مَنْزِلَتِي فِي الْحُبِّ عِنْدَكُمْ. If my status in the realm of love, ishq and muhabbat, if my status is only this, that you offer me a Jannah, فَقَدْ ذَيَّاتُ أَيَّامِ. Then I have wasted my whole life. If you give me in return of whatever I have done during my life this Jannah, then I have wasted my life. Because I have never done anything for this Jannah. Whatever I have done to acquire you. I wanted you. Let us change this attitude. Let us from today love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we love Him. Let us worship Him because we love Him. Let us come to the masjid because we love Him. Let us remember Him because we love Him. Let us wake up for tahajjud because we love Him. So, ittaqullah. Normally, it is translated as fear. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can not translate so many things into other languages from the Arabic language. Because Arabic language is very, very rich. For example, haya, haya. Al-haya wa shu'batun min al-iman. Haya is a very great branch of iman. Haya, you cannot translate it into English. Modesty is not the translation of al-haya. Ghayrah, you cannot translate into English. Ittaqullah, ittaqullah. Taqwa and wiqaya is a shield.
Wiqaya is a shield. Taqwa is a shield. Ittaqullah, create wiqaya, create taqwa, create a shield between yourselves and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a result, you will create a shield between yourselves and the displeasure to Allah, displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is a shield between you and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will never become unhappy, because you will not do anything that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to the mu'mineen, the believers. He is saying, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who believe. You have taken the first step of taqwa. You have created a veil, a shield between yourselves and shirk, between yourselves and kufr, between yourselves and nifaq. Now come to the second level, and create another shield between yourselves and everything that displeases me. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullah, create a shield between yourselves and everything that displeases me. So the first level of taqwa is to abstain from kufr, shirk and nifaq. And the second level of taqwa is to abstain from everything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the promises that we find in the Quran and the ahadith in regard to taqwa, it is this level of taqwa, the second level. Second level of taqwa. A believer, a mu'min who does not acquire the second level of taqwa is not guaranteed anything by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand this topic very carefully, my friends. Because shaitan whispers into our hearts and minds and he says, he makes us believe that, oh, you are a mu'min. You are a mu'min. So one day you will definitely go in Jannah. One day you will definitely go in Jannah. After 1,000 years, after 500 years, after 20 years, after 5 years, after 1 year, after 6 months, after spending whatever time allocated for you due to your sinful activities, a time will come when you will go in Jannah. So why worry? My friends, will we have the courage to stay in Jahannam for 24 hours? Do we have the courage to put our finger in a flame of fire only for 5 seconds? We cannot tolerate a flame of fire, the flame of a candle, for 5 seconds. Will we be able to tolerate the fire of Jahannam? How courageous that a mu'min says that after a few months, after a few years, eventually I will enter Jannah. How can you even think this way? So you are only interested in Jannah and Jahannam. You are not interested in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First level of taqwa is that a person creates a shield, a barrier between himself and kufr, shirk and nifaq. This is first level of taqwa. And the second level of taqwa is that he creates a barrier between himself and everything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No guarantee for the first level of taqwa. No guarantee. Every guarantee that the Sharia has given, every guarantee that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, it is for the second level of taqwa, not the first level of taqwa. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا إِيمَان First level of taqwa. وَاتَّقَوْا The second level of taqwa. If they were to adopt the first level of taqwa and also the second level of taqwa, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلِيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ Then barakat will descend from the heavens and barakat will emanate from the earth also. Barakat over barakat in this very world. Guaranteed. First level of taqwa, second level of taqwa. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ First level. Those people who say, our Rabb is Allah. Second level, ثم استقاموا thereafter they remain firm فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. No fear, no grief. Guarantee. No fear, no grief. Neither in this world, nor at the time of death, nor in the hereafter.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ.
Those people who accept iman, first level of taqwa. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ and carry out good deeds, second level of taqwa. For them are gardens of paradise under which rivers will flow.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ first level of taqwa. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا second level of taqwa. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ
at the time of death, angels will descend upon them. And the angels will console them.
أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا
do not fear, do not grieve. You will not be alone in the grave.
وَابْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ
we have come to give you glad tidings of that Jannah which was promised to you. Because you had adopted the first level of taqwa, the second level of taqwa. Guaranteed, we are giving you glad tidings before you depart from this world.
وَابْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ
we are your friends in this world during this final moment. We will protect you from the wickedness of shaitan. And we will be your friends in the hereafter, in the grave, on the day of Qiyamah, on the Pul Sirat, until you are granted entry into Jannah.
وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ
Allah makes promise to those people who adopt the taqwa of the first level and the taqwa of the second level. آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ
لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ
that Allah will definitely make them the rulers on this earth. Any person who adopts the taqwa of both levels individually, Allah will make him an individual ruler. Allah will instill His love into the hearts of the creation and he will live like a king. People will love him. Because any person who adopts the taqwa of two levels, he becomes the beloved of Allah. And إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا نَادَى جِبْرِيلِ when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, he calls Jibreel and he says, يَا جِبْرِيلِ O Jibreel,
إِنِّي أُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبَّهُ
I love such and such a person, you also love him. As soon as Allah says this, the love of this person enters the heart of Jibreel. And thereafter, upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam makes an announcement amongst the creatures of the heavens. He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves such and such a person and he instructs that all of you should love him also. As soon as Jibreel makes this announcement, this person becomes the beloved of the people of the heavens.
فَيُوذَأُ لَهُ الْقُبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ
And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him acceptance on this earth as well. People have not even seen him, but they love him so much, they admire him so much, that they have the yearning to just see him, just have a glance at him. Just making musafa with him, they feel it a great honor. So if a person adopts the two levels of taqwa on an individual base, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him the ruler. He will rule the hearts of the people. He will rule the hearts of the people. One day Harun al-Rashid was lying down on his bed with his wife Zubaydah beside him and he suddenly heard a big roar. So many people shouting at the same time. So he got up very quickly. Has Baghdad been attacked? And he asked one of the soldiers, go quickly, see what is happening. And he started preparing himself for war, for battle.
After a while he returned and he said, you don't have to worry, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. It's not a matter to worry about. So what was it? He said, a muhaddith has come into town today. In the city a muhaddith has come. His name is Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Amir al-Mu'mineen fil hadith. The student of the great Imam, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And the teacher of the great muhaddith, Imam Bukhari, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahullahu ta'ala. From among the muhaddithin, there is not a single personality. From among the a'immah, a'immatul muhaddithin, a'immatul fuqaha. From among the great personalities, Imam Malik, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, there is not a single personality who has not been criticized by anybody. Except for Abdullah ibn Mubarak. Not a single person in history has said anything negative regarding Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimahullah ta'ala. He said, a muhaddith has come into the city of Baghdad. And all his students in hundreds, in thousands, have gathered around him after the Isha Salat in a very plain open field. And he is conducting the dars of hadith. And while conducting the dars of hadith, he sneezed. And when he sneezed, he said, Alhamdulillah. He said, when he said Alhamdulillah, the whole gathering said, Yarhamukallah. He said, this Yarhamukallah, when the whole gathering said out of love, Yarhamukallah, it is this roar that you heard. And you mistook this roar for the roar of an attacking army. Harun al-Rashid, he went into silence. He was a khalif who had lot of love for the ulama, lot of love for ilm. He went into silence. Zubaydah looked at him and Zubaydah said, shall I say something to you? He said, yes. He said, you rule the bodies only. It is Abdullah ibn Mubarak who is ruling the heart. So any person who adopts the taqwa of two levels on an individual basis, he will rule the hearts of the people. And if the Muslim Ummah as a whole adopts the two levels of taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them the rulers on this earth, just as it happened during the time of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. This is the main problem today. This is the main problem. We are looking for solutions, 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 solutions to the Muslim Ummah. This is the only solution to the Muslim problem. Only solution. There is no other solution. Iman and taqwa. Iman and taqwa. Iman and taqwa. The responsibility of the Muslim Ummah is to adopt taqwa after accepting Iman and thereafter leave everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ki Muhammad se wafa tune to hum tere hain. Ye jahan cheez hai kiya loho kalam tere hai. When a person acquires and adopts the two levels of taqwa, Allah becomes his. Allah begins to love him. And when Allah begins to love him, everything is compelled to love him. If the ummah as a whole adopts taqwa after iman, we all have iman alhamdulillah. Now the only thing that is required is taqwa. If we all adopt taqwa, then the whole world will be compelled to love the ummah. The whole world will be compelled to love the ummah. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, nothing is mine. Tu ek mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. If you are not mine, O Allah, then despite having everything, I have nothing. And oh Allah, if you become mine, then despite having nothing, everything is mine. Because if you are mine, then the whole universe is mine. The heavens are mine and the earth is mine.
تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں. If I am unable to acquire you, I will not be able to acquire anything. تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں, تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے. If I have acquired you, I have acquired everything. I am asking you, my friends, to stop worrying about Afghanistan. Stop worrying about Syria. Stop worrying about any other country. Worry only about one thing. How can taqwa come in my life? That is the worry and concern we all need to have. That is the root of all our problems, and that is the root to all our solutions. Only one problem and only one solution. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the Muslim Ummah the tawfiq to understand deen correctly. May Allah grant us all some true purpose of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world as guides. ابتعثنا الله لنخرج العباد من عبادة العباد إلى عبادة رب العباد ومن جور الإسلام إلى عدل الإسلام ومن جور الأديان إلى عدل الإسلام ومن ضيق الدنيا إلى سعة الآخرة. Allah has sent us as guides, but for centuries now we have become the followers. We need to hold fast to Iman and Taqwa and become the leaders. Become leaders and guide humanity, which is also looking for solutions.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. O you who believe, create a shield between yourselves and displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not do anything that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please, my friends, please make this resolution today. That from today I will not do anything that will displease my Creator. At the time of Fajr, if I feel like not waking up, I will wake up, because if I don't wake up, my Allah will become unhappy. After waking up, if I don't feel like going to the masjid, without any valid excuse, I will force myself to go to the masjid, because Allah will become unhappy. Whilst walking in the street, if my gazes begin to wander here and there, I will control my gaze, force myself to control the gaze, so that Allah does not become unhappy. On the internet, if my nafs, if shaitan misguides me to look at filthy things, I will control myself, because Allah will become unhappy. On every step, ask yourself, will Allah become unhappy if I do this? Yes, Allah will become unhappy. Force yourself, do whatever you have to. Even if you have to give your life, but don't displease Allah. In the initial stages, we have to swallow the bitter pill of taqwa. And if we swallow this bitter pill of taqwa for a year, for 2 years, for 3 years, for 4 years, come what may, I will not obey shaitan, I will not obey my nafs, I will not satisfy my nafs through anything that will displease my Creator. Swallow this bitter pill of taqwa for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. When you swallow this bitter pill of taqwa, taqwa becomes natural to one's heart. The heart becomes accustomed to taqwa. Thereafter, this bitter pill will become a very sweet fruit of taqwa. Then a person will enjoy every moment of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people ask, how can I enjoy my ibadah? How can I enjoy obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the method. This is the only method.
Oppose your nafs. Over and over again. So in the initial stages, force yourself to stay away from anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will become your nature afterwards. It will become your nature. In tattaqullah yaj'al lakum furqana. If you in the initial stages swallow the bitter pill of taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enlighten your heart with the noor of taqwa. And in so many occasions, even if you do not know what is right, what is wrong, Allah will create a doubt in your heart and you will exactly know what to do at that moment. Please, my friends, make this resolution that from today we will not do anything that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know we will sleep. I know, because we are not Anbiya alayhi mustalatu wassalam. We are not immune. We will displease Allah. But a mu'min, despite knowing that he will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his resolution at all times is he will not displease Allah. Despite knowing. It is like wearing new clothes or washed clothes. Despite knowing that my clothes are going to become dirty, we never dirty our clothes. We know that the clothes are going to become dirty, but we never dirty our clothes. That should be the resolution. We know that our hearts are going to become dirty. We will make mistake after 5 hours, maybe after 24 hours, maybe after 48 hours, because today we are entering this field of taqwa. Today we have made a resolution that from today, no more disobedience to Allah. I will never displease Allah. Okay, we have started. But the nature is displeasing Allah. The nature of the nafs is acquire pleasure, fulfill base desires. So nafs is very, very healthy, fit, strong. So despite our firm resolution, when we go home, the nafs will encourage us to go onto the internet and watch filthy things, watch films. When we are walking on the street, the nafs will encourage us to look here and there. So despite knowing this, that we will sleep, our resolution should be, I will not sleep. Even if Allah gives me a life of 60 years, 70 years, 1000 years, I will never sleep. I will never do anything that will displease my Creator. That should be the resolution. And if we sleep, very simple. Very simple. Repeat this same resolution again. Repeating this resolution is called Tawbah. And Tawbah is also part of Taqwa. Tawbah is also part of Taqwa. I will not let my clothes become dirty. Never. No, I will not let my clothes become dirty. But if my clothes become dirty, I will remove them and wash them immediately with soap and clean them. Make them clean again, straight away. Similarly, I will not let my heart become filthy with the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if that happens, I will immediately use the soap of Tawbah and Istighfar and clean it and make it pure again. This is all Allah wants from us. Taqwa, 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 taqwa. We sleep immediately, Tawbah, and again we are on taqwa. Taqwa, 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 taqwa. We sleep again, Tawbah, and taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. We sleep again, immediately, Tawbah. Taqwa, very simple. Just two lessons. Taqwa and Tawbah. Taqwa and Tawbah. Stay away from that which displeases Allah. And if we sleep, immediately Tawbah and start again. If we sleep again Tawbah and start again. If we sleep again Tawbah and start again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not allocated any quantity that you have a chance 1000 times. You have a chance 100,000. No! Million times, billion times, trillion times. Whenever you make a mistake, with a firm resolution, the same resolve that I will not displease Allah from, again I have made a mistake, oh Allah, forgive me. Yesterday I made a resolution, I have slipped again today, I am repeating that same resolution, now I will not do anything. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the person who resolves not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sleeps, and thereafter he resolves again, then in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is as if he has not made any mistake. And even if that happens a million times in 24 hours, it cannot happen a million times in 24 hours, but if it was to happen a million times in 24 hours, for example, a person has a habit of lying, and he makes a firm resolution in this very gathering that I will not lie. And immediately after the bayan, neglect overtook him, and shaitan got the better out of him, and he lied. And he realized that, what have I done? Just 10 minutes ago I had repented. So he repents again, oh Allah, forgive me. I made a mistake again. Now I will never lie. After half an hour, same thing again. He says, oh Allah, forgive me. From now on, I will never lie. When he is making this resolution, he is 100% sure that he will not do it again. He is firm, he will not do it again. And he is regretful. After 5 minutes, he makes the same mistake. After 15 minutes, he makes the same mistake. He continues. And in 24 hours, he makes this mistake a million times, if it was possible. And every time he makes a mistake, he says to Allah that, oh Allah, I am repeating my resolution again. Then in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is as if he has not committed a single sin during those 24 hours. This is one of the greatest gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, the gift of tawbah. This is the one of the greatest gifts that Allah has granted us, and it is one of the most neglected gifts. If I ask you all, that in the last 1 month, how many times have you used this gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Majority will say zero. We never use this gift. It's a tipex. If you make a mistake in your life, use this tipex, and your life will become clean. And in many cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transforms that evil into a good deed upon repentance. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمَلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. That evil deed is transformed into a good deed due to the sincerity of the one who repents. So the whole package of taqwa is taqwa and tawbah. Tawbah is part of taqwa. Tawbah is not something out of, tawbah is part of taqwa. Allah has made it so easy. And if Allah said that you accept Iman and after accepting Iman live a life of taqwa, and once you make a mistake, finish, taqwa is gone. No. If you make tawbah, you still remain a muttaqi. Allah mentioning the qualities of the muttaqin says, U'iddat lil muttaqin alladhina yunfiquna fi sarra'i wa dharra. Quality number one, they spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance during good times and during bad times. Wal qadimin al ghayz. Quality number two, they swallow their anger. Wal afina anin nas. Quality number three, they forgive people. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. And quality number four, quality of the muttaqeen who have been promised Jannah. What is the fourth quality? وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. When they make a mistake, they ask Allah for forgiveness. This is the quality of the muttaqeen. So tawbah is part of taqwa. And there are so many benefits of tawbah. One benefit is sin is forgiven. Let me explain it to you with an example. We have a person here and another person here, two people, both friends, good friends. And for 30 years, very close, they commit the same crime daily, same sins on a daily basis. This person, both of them. Same sins. Adultery, fornication, drugs, clubs, whatever they do it together, same, let us assume. Both of them return home at night. This one lies down on his bed, the other also lies down on his bed, and both of them feel regretful. Every moment after committing a sin feels regretful. Every moment, every believer. Because this is the quality of Iman. This is the quality, every believer. Even those who do not want to leave sin, even they feel guilty inside. And I always tell my young friend, whenever you feel regretful after making a mistake, know that it is Allah who is knocking at your door and He is saying, oh my servant, despite your disobeying me, I still love you. Come repent, I will forgive you. Every time we make a mistake, Allah knocks on our doors. Allah knocks at the doors of our hearts. But we don't turn to Him. Look at the verses of the Quran. Ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Oh, my servants who have oppressed themselves by committing sins over and over again. They have committed so many sins that they have oppressed themselves because they have thrown themselves in the fire of Jahannam. Because they have distanced themselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very, very sinful people Allah is talking to here in this verse. But what does he say? How does he begin? Ya ibadi, oh my servant, my. Despite being so sinful, he still says, Ya ibadi, oh my servant. Oh my servants who have oppressed themselves. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not despair. The mercy of Allah, do not despair. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive a few sins only. He forgives all sins. Innahu huwa al-ghafuru rahim. He is all forgiving, all merciful. Ghafur. Allama Qadi Baydawi rahimahullah ta'ala says that a person who is sinful in the terminology of Quran and Hadith is called zalim. Zalim, because he is an oppressor. He is oppressing himself by failing the path towards Jahannam, by distancing himself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a sinner is called zalim. And a big sinner is called zalum. And a very big sinner is called Zallam. Zalim, Zalum, Zallam. Qadi Baydawi rahimahullah ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also three attributes. Ghafir, the forgiver. Ghafur, the big forgiver. And Ghaffar, the very big forgiver. Wa inni la Ghaffar. Qadi Baydawi rahimahullah ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging his servants and he is saying, oh my servant, are you Zalim? Are you Zalum? Are you Zallam? Where are you? Where are you as far as sinful activities are concerned? If you are zalim, a sinner, come to me, I am ghafir, the forgiver. And if you have become zalum, the great sinner, then still come to me because I am ghafur, the great forgiver. And if you have crossed all boundaries, and if you have become zallam, the very great sinner, then don't worry because I am not only ghafir or ghafur, I am also ghaffar. The very great forgiver. If you come to me as a zalim, I will meet you as a ghafir. If you come to me as a zalum, I will meet you as a ghafur. And if you come to me as a zallam, I will meet you as the ghaffar. So all of you need to make two promises to me. Promise number one. I also need to make promise. All of us, let us make this promise. That from today we will exert every effort to make sure
that we will not displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of my friends, they come to me and they say to me that evil glance, lustful glance, it's not permissible. It's evil. I know it's evil. But it's very difficult for me because I go to the college, the university, the mahol, the environment. Girls, boys in the same class, male, female in the same class. I am a teacher. I teach in a state school. And I have classes of boys and girls. Young girls sitting in front. I am a doctor. I have to see male, female, both patients. It's not possible for me. It's not possible for me. I always tell them that first you have to convince yourself that obeying each and every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is possible. It is shaitan who has made you believe that it is impossible. It is possible. So first make yourself believe that it is possible, but I am spiritually sick. It is for this reason I find it difficult. It's somebody who has been sick on the bed for 6 months, he will say, I can't walk. The doctor will say, no, you have the ability to walk. It will take a month or so. You have the ability to walk. So convince yourself that, yes, I am able to walk. Allah has granted each and every one of us the ability to stay away from His disobedience. In every circumstance. Because Allah is Hakim, wise. And a wise person does not order somebody to do that which is not possible. A wise person will not tell a blind person that can you read a passage from this book for me? A wise person cannot do that. If the ability to stay away from sinful activities did not exist within ourselves, Allah knew 1400 years ago that Muslims would migrate into Western countries and the environment there will be like this, like that. If Allah knew that it would not be possible, then he would have revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if you live in a Muslim country where the environment is okay, then you have to do this, 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 this. And if you go into a non-Muslim country where the environment is not Islamic, then it's permissible for you to do this, 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 this. No. Allah knew everything. Allah knows. He has the knowledge of the past and He has the knowledge of the future. Despite that, the order of Allah is stay away from this, stay away from this, stay away from this. Do this, do this, do this. Allah is Hakim. He is wise. He cannot order us to do something which we are unable to do. As soon as we find in the Quran or Hadith that Allah has instructed us to do this, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has instructed us to do this, that in itself is proof that we are able to do it. It is Shaitan who wants us to go into the fire of Jahannam. It is Shaitan who does not want us to obey Allah, so he makes us believe that no, this is not possible for me. Yes, if I was in a madrasa, if I was in a masjid, it was possible for me, not in school, not in university. No, it's not possible for me. It is possible. Believe. Number one, believe. Number two, every day you leave your home, if you are able to perform 2 rakat, alhamdulillah. If not, then whilst going to work, whilst going to the university, whilst going to the school, say to Allah that, O Allah, you have commanded me to control my gaze. You have commanded me not to look at those things that are not permissible. O Allah, save me, help me, save me, help me. Thereafter, in that environment, try to safeguard yourself. When you return, after having a good cup of tea, after having your supper, sit down for 2-3 minutes and assess yourself and say to Allah that, O Allah, despite wanting to, I was unable to carry out your command. I am guilty. Forgive me and give me the strength tomorrow to abstain from disobedience. Do this sincerely for 3 months, only 3 months, and even in that environment you will be able to safeguard your eyes. Before going, ask Allah's help. There, safeguard yourself. Try, try. And then I say to the young boys who come to me, I say to them that if you don't try, then the 10 opportunities that you have of sinning, you will sin 10 times. And if you try, then from the 10 opportunities, you will sin 9 times. At least one time you will please the Creator. And if you continue trying, then soon you will find that now you are pleasing the Creator twice.
Now in that environment, you please the Creator only once, He will become so happy with you that He will shower His mercy that my servant is trying, He is trying, He wants me, He wants my love, He wants to come nearer to me. Allah Himself will help you and open the door of His pleasure for you. So let us believe that I can do it, and let us make this firm resolution that from today I will not displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. And if I do, I will immediately repent. If I do, I will immediately repent. If I do, I will immediately repent. Even if I have to repent a million times during the day. If we are able to do this, my friend, we will see a change in our deeni activities, change in our ibadat, change in our spirituality. So I am concluding now. Iman. That is the first level of taqwa. Alhamdulillah, Allah has granted us iman. And the second level of taqwa that is required for success in this world and the hereafter is abstaining from anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I said, no guarantees for the first level. Every guarantee is for the second level. So anybody who has reached the first level of taqwa, he is mu'min. But he is not a muttaqi. Muttaqi is the one who abstains from everything that displeases Allah. And as soon as he displeases Allah, he repents. This is muttaqi. So he is a mu'min but not muttaqi. Mu'min but not muttaqi. For him there is no guarantee. If Allah wills, He will grant him peace of mind, tranquility of the heart in this world. If not, Allah will not grant him peace of mind. At the time of death, no guarantee. If Allah wills, He will go from this world with iman. And if Allah wills, He may lose His iman. In the qabr, there is no guarantee. If Allah wills, Allah will make His qabr a garden from the gardens of paradise. Or Allah will make it a ditch from the ditches of Jahannam. On the day of Qiyamah, no guarantee. If Allah wills, He will grant him shade under His throne, under His mercy. And if Allah wills, he will be wandering here and there. If Allah wills, his reckoning will be easy. If not, Allah will interrogate him. If Allah wills, he will be granted his book of deeds in his right hand. If not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him his book of deed in his left hand. If Allah wills, he will be granted entry into Jannah without having to go in Jahannam. If Allah wills, first he will have to go in Jahannam and thereafter he will be granted entry into Jannah. But the person who is a mu'min and also a muttaqi, for him there is every guarantee. Guarantee that despite all adverse circumstances, Allah will never remove the peace of mind and tranquility of the heart even for a single moment in this world. Even when under fire, even when under attack, even when the whole house is burning and he is inside, Allah will not take away the peace of mind and tranquility of the heart. The late Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullahu ta'ala used to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his heart grief-proof. Grief-proof. He used to say that if the makhluk is able to make a waterproof watch, then cannot the Creator make a grief-proof heart? Grief will not enter that heart. Guaranteed. Get poverty, sickness, illness, humiliation, persecution, everything is there. But peace of mind and tranquility of the heart is guaranteed. It is for this reason, Bilal radiallahu anhu, despite all cruelties, he used to say, Ahad, 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 Ahad. The ulama say that whilst his body was persecuted, Bilal used to enjoy the sweetness of Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. Husne Khatima is guaranteed. Mu'min Muttaqi, guaranteed. Qabr will become a garden from the gardens of paradise, guaranteed. Shade under the throne and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, guaranteed. Easy reckoning, guaranteed. Book of deeds in the right hand, guaranteed. Easy pul sirat, guaranteed. Entry into Jannah without having to go in the fire of Jahannam, guaranteed. So what we need to concentrate on is taqwa. Taqwa. And another misconception is, whenever we talk about taqwa, that brother, live a life of taqwa. Brother, adopt taqwa. Brother, work hard on taqwa, bring taqwa in your life. We immediately give up. See, shaitan is very clever. Why? Because as soon as we hear the word taqwa, we have something else in mind. Oh, taqwa is for very high people. Taqwa is for our Mufti Sahib. Taqwa is for our Imam Sahib. Taqwa is for Maulana Munawwar Sahib. Taqwa is for Haji Sahib. Taqwa is for certain individuals of the community. Taqwa is simple. Stay away from everything that displeases Allah. And if you slip, make the same resolution again and make tawbah. This is taqwa. And this taqwa guarantees everything. This muttaqi, he becomes the wali of Allah. Taqwa is wilayat, taqwa is amal saliha, taqwa is sidq, taqwa is istiqamat, taqwa is Islam, taqwa is complete iman, taqwa is perfect iman. You give any name you want to. Same thing, taqwa. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullah. O you who believe, create a shield between yourselves and anything that displeases Allah. Why does Allah say this over and over again after Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu? Allah says this because taqwa is security for iman. So Allah says that, O you who believe, O the one who has created the shield between himself and kufr and shirk, if you want this barrier to remain, then adopt taqwa. Because if taqwa will come in your life, then that barrier will become more stronger. And if there is no taqwa in your life, that barrier will become weak, and at the time of death, shaitan will destroy that barrier and you may land in kufr or shirk. So, for iman, taqwa is necessary. And to bring taqwa in our lives, we just have to force ourselves to swallow the bitter pill of taqwa. And how can that become easy? Well, tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. Number one, by remembering the hereafter, by visiting the graveyard, by contemplating at home that one day the soul will be extracted, I will be lying on my bed, helpless, motionless, people will bathe me, people will shroud me, people will put me in the coffin, people will carry me to the graveyard, people will bury me, they will return, I will be left on my own, I will be resurrected, I will be made to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. So taqwa is security for iman, and fikr akhirat and the concern for the akhirat is security for taqwa. Wattaqullah. Again Allah says that create a barrier between yourselves and the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah khabirum bima ta'amaloon. A second security for taqwa. Always remember that Allah is fully aware of what I am doing. So if you keep this in mind, that Allah is fully aware of what I am doing, and if you keep this in mind, that a day is going to come when I will depart from this world and I will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, swallowing the bitter pill of taqwa will become easy. And when you begin to swallow the bitter pill of taqwa, a time will come when this bitter pill will become a sweet fruit and you will begin to enjoy taqwa. And when you begin to enjoy taqwa, then it will become natural for you to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and iman will be secured. And once you leave this world with husne khatima and with taqwa, then every guarantee at the time of death, husne khatima, in the grave garden, from the gardens of Jannah, on the day of Qiyamah, shade under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, easy reckoning, easy pul sirat, without having to go in Jahannam, entry into Jannah with the Anbiya, Siddiqeen, Shuhada and the Salihin, and the Malaika will say, Salamun alaykum tibtum fadkhuluha khalidin. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Assalamu alaykum ya ahlal Jannah. May the peace of Allah be upon you, O the people of Jannah. Imagine the enjoyment at that time when we will hear with our own ears Allah saying to us, Assalamu alaykum ya ahlal Jannah.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Everybody makes a firm resolution, inshallah, to make this a goal. Make this a goal. And sit in the company of the ulama, sit in the company of the mashayikh, take part in the da'wah and tabligh activities, try to read good books written by authentic, reliable ulama, so that this awareness is increased and this awareness remains within our lives. Otherwise, we make firm resolutions and after a while it fades away. So, the force of shaitan is very strong. We have to create another force that can combat that force. So, let us worry about ourselves, because if I do good, it will be good for myself. If you do good, it will be good for me. We are not doing any favor to anybody by becoming good. So, try to take the points of today's talk and keep in your mind and start working hard from today. And talk to Allah. Become friendly with Allah. Say to Allah, "Hello Allah, I'm very filthy. You know me. Nobody knows me. Everybody respects me when I go to the masjid, because they don't know my reality. But you know my reality. Oh Allah, change me. So that just as you have veiled me in this world, on the day of Qiyamah, I am not humiliated. And oh Allah, you know that the effort that is required is not coming from me. Oh Allah, you force me, you push me, you somehow push me in this direction. You help me. Without your help, I will not be able to do anything. It is only talk to Allah, speak to Allah, become friendly with Allah, complain to Allah, say to Him that, oh Allah, I want you, okay, I'm not doing anything, but I want you. You know that there is one part of my heart that loves you, that is longing for your love. Oh Allah, help me, oh Allah, help me. I know I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, the path is very clear. I know what I need to do to acquire your love. You help me. Somehow grant me your love. Talk to Allah. Every day on a daily basis, speak to Allah. Speak to Allah like you would speak to your mother if you wanted a chocolate when you were young. Oh Allah, please grant it to me. Please grant it to me. I'll do anything that you want. Just grant me your love. As soon as the love enters your heart, everything will become easy. You will be able to do anything that Allah wants. So beseech Him. Ask from Him. And whilst you're asking for yourself, ask Allah to grant me the same as well. Jazakumullah khair. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa laqibatu lil muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi sayyidina wa maulana, Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهدنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات
اللهم يا رب كل شيء بقدرتك على كل شيء اغفر لنا كل شيء حتى لا تسألنا عن شيء اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت عالم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما بقيتنا اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك او ارحم الراحمين او ارحم الراحمين او ارحم الراحمين هاف مرسي upon us forgive our sins forgive our minor sins forgive our major sins forgive the sins of our parents forgive the sins of our families forgive the sins of our wives and children forgive the sins of our relatives forgive the sins of our friends and associates forgive the sins of our well-wishers our benefactors forgive the sins of the whole ummah o arhamur rahimin forgive the sins of the whole ummah o arhamur rahimin forgive the sins of the whole ummah o arhamur rahimin grant us the tawfiq to remain steadfast on sirat-e mustaqim o arhamur rahimin instill in our hearts the love for your commands and o arhamur rahimin instill in our hearts the hatred for your disobedience o arhamur rahimin grant us your love enlighten our hearts with your love enlighten our hearts with your ma'rifat and recognition enlighten our hearts with the love of your beloved nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam o arhamur rahimin grant us your nearness grant us your proximity o arhamur rahimin make us worthy of your love o arhamur rahimin For as long as you keep us in this world, keep us steadfast on deen. O Arhamur Rahimeen, when you take us from this world, take us with Iman. Grant us Husn-e-Khatima. Grant us Husn-e-Khatima. Grant us Husn-e-Khatima. O Arhamur Rahimeen, become happy with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, become happy with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, become happy with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your eternal pleasure. Grant us your eternal pleasure. Grant us your eternal pleasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to do everything that pleases you. And grant us the tawfiq to stay miles away from everything that displeases you. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, become happy with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, do not become displeased with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, we are ignorant, we are weak, we are playing in the hands of shaitan and nafs. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the clutches of shaitan and nafs. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from their wickedness, save us from their snares, and save us from their evil. O Arhamur Rahimeen, only you can help us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, only you can help us. Help us and assist us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the punishment of the grave. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make our grave garden from the gardens of paradise. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. Grant us shade under your throne. Grant us shade under your mercy. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make our reckoning easy for us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us our book of deeds in our right hand. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make Pul-Sirat easy for us. Grant us your refuge from the fire of Jahannam. Grant us your refuge from the fire of Jahannam.
grant us your refuge from the fire of Jahannam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, do not become angry with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from your wrath and anger. Save us from your curse and punishment. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us entry into Jannatul Firdaus. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the company of the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, have mercy upon us. Oh, the most forgiving one, forgive our sins. O Arhamur Rahimeen, give us the true understanding of Deen. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to appreciate your Deen and the beautiful teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, those of us who are sick, grant them shifa from every spiritual and physical illness. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the khair and goodness of this world and the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the shar and evil of this world and the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimeen, every good that your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has asked from you, grant it to us. And every evil from which your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seek refuge, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us refuge from it. O Arhamur Rahimeen, whatever we have asked from you, grant it to us. And whatever we have not asked from you, O Arhamur Rahimeen, and in your knowledge it is good for us in this world or the hereafter, grant it to us. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين آمين.